Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
I remember when I was a little kid and I was involved in play or other projects with my brother or sister or my friends, and some sort of compromise became necessary. At a very young age, there was a tendency to want to say, "It's not fair, I won that. It's my turn. Give me that." And if we didn't get what we wanted, we would pick up our toys and go home. But as soon as you picked up your toys and you went home, you didn't have anyone to play with. Now you were stuck. You had all of your toys, or you had what you started with, but you didn't have any access to what they had, including their company and their support. I was thinking about this when I was following what was going on at the climate change conference in Paris. In previous conferences, fairness has trumped cooperation as the key mover and shaker. Everybody had their own idea of what it was fair for them to give up or to accept, and if they didn't get it, they picked up their toys and went home. Fortunately, that didn't happen at the Paris conference. Perhaps things have to get so bad that even a moron can realize that if they play hardball, claiming it to be fair, and pick up their toys and go home, they're not going to be any better off than they were before. And that includes all the negative effects of climate change. The same thing happens with companion animals. Our pets have medical and behavioral problems just like we do. We can stand around and say, "It's not fair, it's not fair, it's not fair." But that's not going to change the fact that they have problems. Saying it's not fair wastes time. It wastes energy. Within this realm are the people who believe that it is unfair that they should have to change in order to change their animals. It should be the dog's job to change. It should be the cat's job to change. As if it was the dog or the cat who begged to be taken into this environment, to live with these people 24/7, to do what they wanted all the time. When problems arise in response to changes that we, more often than not, unwittingly made, we don't want to accept responsibility for that. We don't think it's fair. Like some of the negotiators in previous climate change conferences, these people get so hung up on the fairness issue that they're paralyzed. They won't do anything. Or they do some things, but they resent it. They resent that the animal is forcing them to do this. They think they deserve better than that. Given that mindset, you can see why their rate of failure is relatively high. The idea of fairness is great, but it's like the all-positive myth. There are times when, in order to help others, we may need to sacrifice. And the issue of the sacrifice, who should sacrifice? Who should pay the price? Should it be the most vulnerable? The individual who is suffering the most, or should it be the individual that comes from a position of power? We may have very strong feelings about that. In reality, the answer is probably both. They both should be willing to sacrifice to gain in the long run. And that's where the bond comes in. It's not about them always doing things for us. It's not about us always doing things for them. It's about working as a team. When they have problems, we work together. We change, they change. True, we have to change first because, after all, they evolved to take their cues from us. But they change too. They have to give up strategies that, no matter how negatively we perceive them, worked for them. That takes effort. Sometimes it also takes a tremendous amount of effort for animals to learn to trust us because we've been so inconsistent and so willing to jump from one solution to the next if the first one didn't give us immediate responses. So if you find yourself looking at your dog or your cat and feeling miffed because you have to do something that affects your lifestyle or your schedule to help your dog, and you find yourself whining, "It's not fair." Think about it. That might have worked when we were in kindergarten or first grade, but when we become grown-ups, it becomes a little old.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.